The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord. Although you and I will probably never live in a monastery for men or women, there are things about monastic spirituality and the tradition of the church that we should all consider as vital to our life. Life in a religious order is really the only authentic expression of the first Jerusalem church, as we see in the Acts of the Apostles, with everything shared in common by the community. Religious priests, sisters, and brothers have always made commitments to poverty and obedience, and in some cases a vow of stability, which promotes the healthy life of the religious order. Since the beginning of the church's foundation, community was the goal, not individual experience or holiness for its own sake. Liberation from self is the greatest freedom of all. Being free of all the stuff and all the distractions and all the temptations is how we learn what is real and enduring. Throughout the world, you will find monasteries in remote deserts and on mountainsides, seemingly at the ends of the earth. The human spirituality expression of monasticism is very ancient and is found even in many religions and philosophies which predate Christ. In the centuries before Christ, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Judaism all developed alternative styles of life which involved renouncing the world in some ways in order to seek liberation or purification or union with God. Life alone as a solitary hermit was relatively uncommon. People sought fulfillment always through life in an intentional community. Community is rare today unless people gather around tribal values. Living in a community intentionally without self-concern is pretty much impossible to find. Early Christian monasticism drew its inspiration from the examples of the prophet Elijah and John the Baptist, who both lived alone in the desert, and above all from the story of Jesus' time in solitary struggle with Satan in the desert, as we heard in the gospel today, the 40 days before his public ministry. Beginning with the Exodus, 40 years in the desert, and all through the Old Testament times, the desert was regarded as a place of spiritual renewal and a return to God. Although there were ascetics among the first generations of Christians, they generally lived apart from the towns and cities. The experience of the desert informed and strengthened one's interaction and contribution to the community. Jesus spent time alone in the desert to prepare for his mission, and he would occasionally return there alone later to pray and to be renewed. It is in this context that I invite you to look at the season of Lent differently this year, not just to give up something that you would normally find pleasant or comforting, but to embrace the desert that we are already living in. To embrace the desert that we are already living in. Lent, according to my calendar, has been going on now for a year in this pandemic. It just continues, doesn't it? We've never stopped giving things up. It's been a desert with its own challenges and limitations. But the question is, have we embraced it? You might think this is an odd question, but consider this. We don't fast for the sake of fasting, just to be able to say that we did. We don't fast and pray and share what we have in order to be recognized for it or to feel good about ourselves, I hope. As Jesus says, if that is the case, then we trade our true reward for the momentary pride of fasting or praying. So why do we fast and pray and give alms? The purpose of Christ's mission is the restoration of all creation, and we as parts of his body contribute to the whole. There is a humility to this truth as well as an exaltation which comes from the nature of our work. Our sacrifices here in the desert will help the whole community arrive to the promised land. Everything we do is oriented not to ourselves or our kids or our friends. Our work is the work of salvation lived out in us as baptized members of Christ, to bring forward through us all who are still in darkness or despair or confusion. We reach out Jesus' hand to them, and Jesus lifts them up. This is the purpose of community. Belonging is a wonderful benefit of community, but it's not the goal. Real belonging is only realized when we begin to do what it is that we say we believe. It is embracing the leper, eating dinner with sinners, enduring temptation, and picking people up out of the dust of poverty and addiction that Jesus has made known to them and to us, and we truly live as he lives in us. The result is pure healing, something our world needs desperately. Each year we are reminded of how we have not fully lived out our baptism as members of Jesus' body. And like the story of Noah, God gives us yet another chance to enter into the work at hand. We now have 40 days in this little desert of Lent to prepare to renew our promises of baptism at Easter and reclaim our mission in Christ today.